Welcome, everybody. My name is Ben Epic, and I'm interviewing Griffin Tabor, specifically about this year's Expository Bowl. Griffin, let's just start off with an easy one. What exactly is the Expository Bowl?
Ben, so the Expository Bowl, best way to put it is each year, Jesuit Roundup competes against the varsity football team, and generally it's in the spring semester, but, a lot of bragging rights are on the line, as you can imagine. Obviously, most people in the Roundup are involved in sports, but, not involved with football. Mm-hmm. The only football participant we have is Logan Thompson, and he did a heck of a job.
Did he play for you guys, or did he play for
So here's how it works. So most generally, if you write for the Roundup and you play football, you can be or you get recruited to play for the Roundup team. Mm-hmm. That's how it works. So, like, for example, Ben Petroff plays football. He wasn't there because he had rugby. And then Tristan Bird also plays football, but he has baseball. So we were missing a couple guys, but, I mean, only losing by two is – I'm fine with losing by two, especially coming back game. From 14 points.
Oh, wow.
So it was competitive.
So does the whole football team show out, or is it just some of the guys?
So from my knowledge, Logan kind of brought it together. So he's familiar with friends with some of the football seniors, and he asked them if they were interested in doing it, and it's an annual tradition, so they obviously knew about it in the past. So I don't know how many people were on their team. I want to say they had 7 or 8, and I think it was like a 97. So I know you might ask about that, but essentially the rules are, generally, the Roundup team is going to have more guys on the field than the football team to make it fair. But, obviously, 9 on 7 is, you're missing two guys, so that can be a little difficult. But,
of course,
overall, I really enjoyed it.
Do you guys play on the football field?
We do play on the football field. So, yeah, it was a little interesting. Started at 4, and track practice was going on. So, I can imagine, how – watching from the track and seeing the chaos going on. I mean, we got coached by Coach Hickman, which was awesome, and his game plan went pretty well at the end of the day. So I'm glad he got us in the right position to almost win. It just came down to really one play. But sometimes you lose, sometimes you win. That's kind of my mentality.
Yeah, it's definitely impressive. You guys almost beat the football team. I'm not sure if you know this, but how did this tradition start? Was it just like a couple guys wanted to mess around, or?
That's a great question. I had no idea. Okay. I mean, this is my second year doing it. So last year I did it. I kind of got called up really late. I joined the Roundup probably in sophomore fall semester. I remember after lunch one time they had the clubs display through the hallway by student affairs, and I was intrigued. I wanted to do it freshman year. I wasn't really familiar on how it worked because of COVID and cohorts and kind of separated things, but I thought sophomore year was my best chance to try it, give it a look, and ever since that I wouldn't trade it for the world. It's been a lot of fun, made a lot of friends doing it, and connections too. I mean, you really do get a better grasp of what's happening and everybody's life and what's going on in the school. So I feel like that's really vital to, get the best experience here. And I'd encourage anybody listening to this to reach out to anyone in the Roundup or to contact Dr. Deegan, but definitely consider it.
I'm glad that you found something you really enjoy. Back to the Expository Bowl though. What position did you end up playing in the game? Were you quarterback, running back, receiver?
So here's how it works. It's kind of all over the place. So I'd be lined up. Logan's all time. So Logan Thompson's, he's played 3 years in a row. So freshman, sophomore, junior, excuse me. And for me, I was lined up as running back a couple times. I was lined up as a slot receiver, inside, outside receiver. And then occasionally they had me playing safety or they had me playing defensive back. So I used to play before I stopped playing football after freshman year. I played safety, and it all came back to me on that field. I remember one time, it honestly did. I know that sounds really corny, but You know, when you get back on the field and you remember, you know, just how it went on Thursdays, I mean, I really do miss that a lot. I mean, that feels like yesterday, but yeah. We're now in our junior year, so it brought a lot of memories back on that field. So I was really glad to, you know, be in that position.
That's nice you got to use your skills again.
You know, you know how it goes. It's, I mean, how do I put it? Yeah, it's just, I don't know how to put it. I would say for all of us, you know, most of us don't play football besides Logan. So, you know, I didn't have my cleats on. I was like, man, I should have brought my cleats because that turf is so slippery. I was wearing like my New Balance 574s, and you know, there's no traction on the shoes. They're meant for you to walk around in.
Yeah, but, definitely not play a football game. Well,
I wouldn't recommend doing that. But yeah, I miss those days.
That's nice. I just have a question because I didn't play in or watch the Expository Bowl, but I'm very curious to know, is it a tackle football game, flag football, two-hand touch, or
two-hand touch? Two-hand touch. Okay. That's a great question. Yeah, so two-hand touch, and yeah, I mean, they enforce it. I mean, obviously, two-hand touch can be a little deceptive sometimes because sometimes people say, oh, I got him with two hands. Sometimes that's not true. I mean, there's a couple times where somebody tagged them for one and they say he's down, but it's generally two hands. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Can't be too physical. I would, you know, we'd probably be sending somebody to the trainer if that happened. So I'm, you know, keep everybody safe and, you know, not cause any injuries.
Were there any injuries in the game?
Not to my knowledge. That's good. Thank goodness. You know, it can be competitive at some times, but you know, if it was flag football, that would have been a little interesting, you know, having to wear a flag around our waist. I feel like flag football is really difficult because, you know, I don't know, it's just 11-on-11 football, but it's more, you know, quarterback, receiver. It's just more offense and defense, and it's difficult because you have to go right for that little rectangular belt, and it's so difficult to get. Yeah. I remember I used to play flag football probably in first or second grade, and I didn't struggle, but it was more difficult. A lot of hand-eye coordination because you have to reach and
grab it full speed.
Yeah. And you could honestly hit somebody if you're going too quick. I mean, I remember that happening a couple times where somebody was so out of control, they actually hit the guy who caught the ball. So,
yeah,
thank goodness no injuries happened. But
yeah, that's really good. I guess I'm pretty much done with questions, but I guess my last question for you is, what was the most memorable play from the Expository Bowl this year?
The most memorable play? Well, I'd say there's a couple. You know, that two-point conversion was a little tough. We had momentum going. I think there's only about 40 seconds left on the clock. Mm-hmm. But I'd say there's two or three that come to my mind. One, associate editor Thomas Fino, he plays hockey. Logan threw this he was running out of the pocket and like launched his ball, and Fino stopped running and he got clocked. Like, he caught it, but one of the football guys just knocked him. He's thankfully like stayed on his feet. I mean, that could have been pretty ugly if he you know, fell back and hit his head, but he caught it and stayed under control, and it was quite, I don't know how he did it. So that's awesome. Was for sure one. And then two, he also made another great grab. He caught another touchdown too, if I remember right. Yeah, he did. Logan found him on the backside of the end zone and like just perfect pass, just right in his hands. I mean, they can't get better than that. So that was another one. And then I can't be biased, but I have to add something I did.
What'd you do, Griffin?
So I remember this pretty well. Football team had the ball. They had it on our 50, and forgot who – somebody – one of their guys dropped it, came off his fingertips. I saw it, and I just picked it off and just ran, and we scored. So that really set us up.
Nice.
That really set us up for us to score again and just come back and play defense. So I had a pick six and a touchdown, which I feel like really propelled us almost to win the game. But, you know, there was just, like, little things that, you know, caused us to, like,
like we just almost there.
We almost had it, and you know, it's biggest game of the year, and I have no complaints. I think we competed hard, and I really enjoyed it. I mean, to me, most anticipated game of the year. I know football team, you know, I know the football team obviously plays tough teams like Rockwall,
real football
Lake teams. Highlands. Yes, exactly. Like district school, you know, obviously like the 6A district schools like Lake Highlands,
yeah,
JJ Pierce, Highland Park, of course. But you know, the roundup is a challenge. I feel like next year hopefully is our year. Hopefully we can get some more guys to come out and play and not be afraid of, you know, looking bad or anything. So
yeah,
you know, I'm proud of the underclassmen for participating. We had a couple sophomores, which is pretty unusual because mostly it's a junior and senior kind of specialty almost. Mm-hmm. And I'm really proud of the guys, and you know, we'll hopefully be back in that position. It always comes down to the last second, so I always keep that in the back of my mind. But it was fun.
All right. Sure. I'm glad it was fun. Okay. Last thing before we go, any message for the football team to look out for next year or anything like that?
We'll see you guys back in March. We'll see you guys back in March. But okay. I wanted to add one thing, too. Thank you, guys, for listening in. I know this was a little bit different scenario. Obviously, Ben's asking me questions, and hopefully in the future I can do the same for him. But just a little reminder, we are continuing to release episodes and podcasts in the future. Obviously, because we had spring break, that's been a little bit difficult, and Easter break's coming up. So as we're recording this, obviously. But our hope is to interview Student Council President Chris Symington and Vice President Drew Noonan, hopefully when we get back and catching up with them about what they've been up to regarding Student Council and what they plan to do with events like prom coming up in a couple weeks and just wrapping up the school year. So it's been a lot of fun with that episode, and we'll keep you guys notified.
Yeah, and also we're going to continue to bring out these student spotlights on community here at Jesuit. As well as we're going to bring a series interviewing teachers, talking about their time here and what they like about Jesuit. All right. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Thank you guys. We'll see you next time.
Yeah.